All right, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And Danielle, you're here with me now for the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's me, Danielle. Yeah, good to have you all here.
Yeah, exactly, my fellow dad. I'm here with our first special guest of the show. It's my roommate, Ryan Cadet. Friend of the show, Ryan Cadet.
I am. It's great to be here. I'm a huge fan. I listen some weeks, and it's truly an honor.
Yeah. So welcome to all our listeners. This is unfortunately going to be our last show of the semester. I hope this is a welcome break to all of you dealing with your finals. What finals do you have going on, Ryan, in your classes?
I'm turning in a beautiful poster about the lakes of my home state of Minnesota tomorrow night, and I've just been spending way too many hours on it.
Way too many hours? Just like looking at photos of lakes?
No, there's actually no photos of lakes, unfortunately. None of them are a high enough resolution to put on a poster.
They're outlawed.
Which is what I spent a lot of time realizing this morning.
All photos of lakes are illegal.
Yes.
So Daniela isn't here, and that means it's all my music this time. I get to make the playlist. Ryan's here as a guest to commentate, but he did not contribute because I love attention.
I'm here strictly for judgmental purposes.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan will give his take on the songs that I play. Yes. So I talked about this a little bit with Ryan. What are your thoughts on Daft Punk?
My thoughts on Daft Punk... I don't listen to a lot of Daft Punk.
Would you rather have a Daft son or a punk daughter?
Oh. Definitely a Daft son.
A Daft son?
Yeah. Would you wear the mask? Like the metal helmet?
The metal helmet? Each one of them would wear like their respective.
Oh, if
like,
they
helmet.
Each would. I guess it's kind of a toss-up then.
Between the Daft son and the mask. Punk daughter?
Yeah.
One of them would wear the silver one. I think the son would wear, like, the silver mask, and then, like, the daughter would wear the gold one.
No, the son.
The son, Daft son.
I need a Daft son.
Need me a Daft son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to Daft Punk's sophomore album, I think, Discovery, a lot recently. And I think that it is, like, a perfect album, like, basically no skips. Pitchfork originally gave it a 6.4 when it came out because they suck and are not a real music publication.
No skip Daft Punk.
Yeah, no skip Daft Punk album. Maybe like one or two. Maybe one or two. But dude, honestly, this is like a perfect album. Pitchfork, it gave it a 6.4, moved it up to a 10 on the re-review because it's not a real music publication. You guys heard it here.
It's just a blog.
I'm the real music critic. Pitchfork isn't real. Listen to me.
Alright.
And so... I've curated top shelf music for you. So we have Digital Love from Daft Punk's Discovery coming up next. I'm going to play it. All right, so you just heard Selfless by The Strokes. That is off of their most recent 2020 album, The New Abnormal. I love this album. I think that it's great. I think that it's the best album The Strokes probably put out in a while. Actually, a lot of people say that Come Down Machine isn't good, and they're wrong. Come Down Machine is actually a really solid Strokes album, and they're all just pretentious. But so am I.
Great takes,
Ryan. What have been your takes on this playlist that I made and you had no input on?
It really is playing right now. On a different note, I'd like to give a shout out to my family who may be listening, specifically my father Ken.
Shout out to Ken Cadet,
who from whom I inherited really just a face made for radio. And I couldn't be more grateful. So shout out to Ken, alumni of the University of Hartford.
Let's go Freeform Radio. Hartford Squirrels, right?
No.
I thought it was the Squirrels.
I thought it was the Red Hawks.
Is it the Red Hawks?
I don't know. It's not even in this state.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like some sort of squirrel. But I also could be... I've blatantly misinformed people on the show before, so this isn't a new thing for me.
We're not here to learn.
It's a running joke here. I said Joni Mitchell went to Tufts. That's just completely wrong. I also want to give a shout-out to Thomas Warren, tuning in from Davidson College. Thank you for listening in during finals. Great, great friend of the show here, Steely Dan enthusiast. This song coming up is... I didn't intend to put it in for you, but it coincidentally, because you listened in at the same time, it does work for you. It is not Steely Dan, also. But we have Love Lockdown by Kanye off of 808s and Heartbreak coming up.
Wonderful.
I thought that it transitioned well with the sort of like electronic stuff. Niche. Very niche. Ryan, what's your favorite Kanye album?
My favorite Kanye album? Yeah, I can't name a Kanye album.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's why you're the guest.
You knew that I couldn't name Kanye West album.
That's why it's... Oh, okay. My friend Thomas said, it's Howie Hawk, he's the Hartford Hawk. So it is the Hawks and not the Squirrels.
Oh, I was right. For Hartford. He's the albums with the Bears on it.
Yes, Kanye?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Howie the Hawk.
No, Kanye West.
This is Love Lockdown by Howie the Hawk.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he has the albums with the Bears on it. We have the Kanye scholar here. No, this is... I looked for clean Kanye music to play, and I think... I'm pretty sure there's nothing explicit on this entire album, which is huge for Christianity. So, yeah, Love Lockdown is coming up next.
See, I had to go. See, I had to move. No more wasting time. You can't wait for life. We're just racing time. Where's the finish line? So keep your love locked down. Your love locked down. Keeping your love locked down. Your love locked down. Now keep your love locked down. Your love locked down. Now keep your love locked down. You lose. I'm not loving you way I wanted to. I bet no one knew. I got no one new. No, I said I'm through. But got love for you. But I'm not loving you where I wanted to. Gotta keep it going, keep the loving going, keep it on a roll. Only God knows if I be with you, baby. I'm confused. You choose, you choose. I'm not loving you where I wanted to, where I wanna go. I don't need you. I've been down this road too many times before. I'm not loving you where I wanted to. So keep your love.
Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. I want to.
I need you, baby.
All right, so you just heard Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Lauryn Hill off of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
An excellent song.
Excellent song, excellent cover. Ryan, I feel like you educated yourself on Kanye West in that interim period.
Kitsy Ghost. Yay.
These are very out-of-pocket albums to be named.
Donda.
I feel like you're skimming over, like, you just, like, did his most recent stuff.
Yeah, those are the ones that I read.
You read me out, like, other ones, too. I'm not gonna put you on the spot any more than I already did. but yeah, no, that's a, it's a super solid album. Wish she put out more stuff. She just sort of, like, didn't after that. But next, I have a song which... This goes out to my dad, because he took me to see this show on Broadway. This also is shout out to Ben Spector, my friend from home, who I don't even know if he likes this song, really. I just know his dad also likes it. But this is a song which I have a very strong suspicion you won't like.
Oh, wonderful.
This is Slippery People by the Talking Heads, but it's performed live by David Byrne and his ensemble from a Broadway show, American Utopia, which is... basically just like a live David Byrne concert, except it's him and his ensemble and none of them are wearing shoes.
Sounds like a wonderful social commentary.
It like he tries really hard, but he's sort of, I mean, the point is that it's not supposed to be good, but he tries.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
You will be the judge. I want to see what you think of this. There's a spot in the song where he sort of breaks it down really hard lyrically. Like, he just sort of, like, breaks it down, and I want you to, like, keep your mind out for it. He sort of just goes, like, it's just, like, gibberish, but he breaks it down really hard. Also, anybody listening, feel free to call in at any point. Any point that we are speaking. If you call in while I'm playing music, I won't answer, because I don't want to, like, ruin the song. but, in the times that we are speaking, feel free to call in. It makes this much more interesting now that Daniela is still in New Jersey. Ryan, you're a great co-host.
Thanks.
but yeah, Slippery People by David Byrne from American Utopia is coming on next.
Turn like a wheel inside.
All right, so first you heard Slippery People, the live version from David Byrne's Broadway show American Utopia, and then you heard Aguas de Marco. This is the original Brazilian version of Waters of March, which Art Garfunkel then stole. Some people may say he covered it, but he stole it, and he made it less fun because it's only... I forget if it's guitar or piano, but it's only one of those things. And this is the better original version by Elis Regina and Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And we are a community-run radio station here at WMFO, which means every show we have to give a little PSA to our listeners to make sure that they're well-informed and know what to do. So I'm handing the honor of reading the PSA for this show off to Ryan.
Do you like public transit? This is for you. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting...
Is this a Dr. Seuss book?
Look, I'm just reading the words.
Okay.
They happen to rhyme. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go, instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal.
Wow.
This has been a public service message from your friend Ryan Cadet at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Our friend, Ryan Cadet, hold on. Our other friend, friend of the show, Chris Shaw, is texting me right now. He says, I do like public transport, but I can't walk directly. What do I do? It sounds like a you problem, Chris. It sounds like you should find a different route that allows you to walk directly because it's better for the environment.
It seems as though you should walk.
It seems as though you should walk directly, mayhaps, perchance. Perchance. The next song we have coming up is actually so new and so underground that I can't log it through the Spinatron system for you guys. This comes from actual friend of the show, Joe Strogatz. Joe, I hope you're listening. I know you're probably not because you said you're at a concert, but this is her song that she released just a day ago, I think, Paper Cranes, her new single.
She's so cool. I tell my friends I discovered her music.
Yeah, she's so cool. She's so cool, and we discovered her, and she's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be playing her song for you guys so that you can also listen to Joe Next Door and promote her music.
WMFO debut.
A potential WMFO debut of Joe Next Door.
Right here on our own show.
I know. We're really doing the promoter work. We're the influencers for her.
Oh, and happy to do it.
Of course, of course. I don't mean to brag. I saw her live a few weeks back. It was pretty
incredible.
Awesome. She bought me a Shirley Temple. I get roadie privilege. She could only buy us non-alcoholic drinks, and she had a $50 band tab. She was like, "What do you want? Shirley Temples?" And that was her first suggestion, and we were like, "Sure." And I haven't had a Shirley Temple in like 10 years, but wow, was that Shirley Temple?
That's that groupie love.
Was that Shirley Temple that was made in that bar for adults really good?
It really was made there.
It really was made there.
No alcohol.
It was so demeaning to drink it in front of like 25-year-old adults, but it was... That bartender made a mean Shirley Temple.
You truly were a child in that bar.
I truly was a 12-year-old at a bar mitzvah in a bar. Very out of place. But we hope you like the song. We hope you tell your friends. And we hope Joe Next Door blows up so we can say that we
Please.
Went to school with her.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is Paper Cranes by Joe Next Door coming up.
like artists down with you, whether I like it or not. Always feel so right with you, whether I'll say it or not.
Dollars and cents, and no accident. take a picture and it falls in her lap. Oh, no, no. Take a lover picture and you spring in the trap. Oh, no, no.
Alright, so first you heard Paper Cranes by Joe Next Door, a good friend of the show, Joe Next Door. Listen to her music, you heard that song, it was great.
A wonderful slow headbanging song.
Yeah, exactly. And then you heard Rhythm and Soul, without the Y, so it's just Rhythm and Soul, by Spoon, off of their 2007 album, Ga 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 Ga.
Incredible.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Spoon's pretty mid. I'm going to be honest, they're pretty mid. They're solid, but they're mid. Their stuff doesn't wow me, but I listen to Ga 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 Ga.
I do use them frequently, yeah.
I use at Duwick.
Exclusively.
Exclusively, because Duwick doesn't have forks.
It's true.
It's true. Guys, boycott Duwick. I'm advocating for it now. If we stop eating the food on campus, then they will make it better, because they have to feed us.
They do.
They do have to feed us, and they're not going to know what to do with all the uneaten food.
I blend all my food.
If we just food strike by not eating, we could improve Tufts dining.
That is how that works.
That is how that works. I've gotten some requests from some listeners abroad outside of the Massachusetts area for some Jersey Boys songs.
Frankie Valli.
Some Frankie Valli songs. And unfortunately, we will not be playing Oh What a Night, because we're not basic.
Far too mainstream.
It's far too mainstream. We're not about being mainstream here on Great Songs for Dads, but we'll be playing a fan favorite instead. But we appease our fans. We love appeasement. If there's one thing we love on Great Songs for Dads, it's appeasement.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. So, who loves you? That's the question. I don't. But someone does.
I do.
Ryan does. And Who Loves You by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Fan favorite, fan requested track from all of our two fans who requested Frankie Valli. One Wonderful. Of them being Ryan.
It was me. I did.
And Thomas Warren from Davidson. Shout out to Thomas Warren.
Nice.
Coming up next.
Who loves you, pretty mama? Who's
Oh, what a night. That we played Who Loves You by Frankie Valli.
A great song.
Great song. Great song for dads and also for my friend Thomas and Ryan and his brothers, apparently.
And my brothers.
Yeah. So I think we only have enough time maybe for one more full song. And you know the show. You know the host. You know the band I'm going to play. It's Weezer. I'm playing another Weezer song. This is the last show of the semester that we have before the summer, last show of sophomore year. And so I picked a song, of course, off of Weezer's 2016 White Album. This song is their return to form, or at least sort of a return to form. It's definitely the best album that they put out since Green, and it remains the best album that they put out since Green.
Wow, I really didn't see this coming. Purple is my favorite person.
They don't have a Purple album.
Red's up there.
Red, they have the Red album. Red is Red is mid.
I don't like Yellow.
They don't have a Yellow album.
I wouldn't like it.
They have Blue, they have Green, they have Red, they have White, and they have Black.
Like the Beatles.
Yeah, like the Beatles. This is the White album.
Your second favorite band, the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles.
So mainstream.
So mainstream of me. Anyway. this was their return to being good. It's a solid power pop album. Not the same like garage rock sound of the Blue and Pinkerton days. Pinkerton was more like emo stuff, whatever. But it's as good as we're gonna get, and they suck again. But this is this is the closer to the White Album. It's River's Little Ballad. And I think that it's a very nice closer, very nice song to a super solid album, the most solid album we're gonna get out of Weezer probably ever. Endless Bummer. Coming up next, it's an endless bummer because we're going to be not doing the show for the summer.
You had a great run, Henry.
I had a great run, and I'll be back in the fall. So stay tuned and try to entertain yourself on Monday nights from 8 to 9 as best you can without me.
It'll be hard.
It's going to be hard. I love me too. Endless Bummer coming up next. Shout out Ella Jane.
Trying to pretend. She told me to follow the rules. Not all 19-year-olds are cool. I'm all alone. Because I'm OCD. Hey, 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 hey
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.